everybody. Welcome to Who You Got With.
Mello.
And Rado. This is a sports podcast where we talk your favorite sports, debate sports highlights, and sports matchups. And if you guys are watching the video right now, please make sure you go ahead and click that like button. And make sure you guys subscribe to our page. We love every single one of you guys, every single fan. You know, we're fans as well, so we got to stay together, baby. And if you guys are on Twitch, make sure you guys go ahead and follow us there. And if you guys want to check out our Patreon, we got some really cool stuff coming ahead in the next few months for you guys there. We also got some merch for you guys there. So check out our page, patreon.com/whoyougot. And you could check us out on our personal pages. I'm at The Iconic Dude on Instagram at Mello.
Mello the Notorious.
That's right. And this week, we got a really fun week for you guys. Mello, let the people know what we're doing.
Oh, yes. We are pretty much a couple weeks away from the playoff, and it is prime time to take a chance to look back at our season award predictions and do some sort of three-fourths mid-season award episode, see where we landed so far in the season with some of our picks, and if we didn't land so well, I guess who's our new pick? Who we think is that new frontrunner for all these awards? And that's basically all what we're here for today, man.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. I'm very excited to be able to, like, react to some of our old picks because, you know, we always make predictions. You know, on this show, we love to make predictions. And We always say, though, we always come back to our predictions. If we're wrong or right, you know, we're not going to shy away from even being wrong on a prediction. And it's going to be fun to see, like, how wrong we might have been or how right we might have been.
Especially if we're wrong. I already know I was wrong on some of them. And I'm just like, oh, man, the season some of these people had, that's not what I expected.
I mean, there was definitely a few on my case, too. I mean, I'll be honest, like, I checked out some of my picks from the video, and I did see that, like, a few I got, you know, correct as far as how they're doing. Yeah, so we'll definitely go through them and see, but, you know, it's just fun to see, like, if we were, like, totally wrong on one case, because I know straight up right now when we're talking about it, anything, I was definitely wrong about the Jets all season. You know, I definitely didn't think they were going to do what they were going to do, so... Mm-hmm. Jets is definitely one team I was wrong about, but
definitely for sure.
Definitely picked a few guys on their squad to possibly be
a lot of guys.
You know what? Like, why don't we go ahead and go through it? It's gonna be our midseason awards. You know, it's obviously around like week 13 right now, so it's close to the end of the season. So we're pretty much projecting who we think is gonna win as well as like
win the award exactly, basically. Yeah. And also we did this episode with a good friend of ours, Jordan Grills. It was our Bill Table Smashing episode. The man, the myth, the legend started that trend. So during these videos you will see hear a random voice talking with us. That's who that is.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, I know if Jordan wants to come on the show at the end of the season. We'll definitely do another one with him, which I definitely want to. He's a great character and great story.
So we'll definitely make sure we put him in there. Cause at the end of the day, we want to fully see, like, this is just for us, you know, hey, we've had multiple episodes. We've got an idea of how the season's shaking out. Let's, you know, get a little taste of what we did have and what we might have. But yeah, we definitely got to take the original picks again at the end of the season and really see, because some of these people might be far off, but some of them might not just be the top front runner. They still have a couple more weeks to get themselves up there. So it's definitely going to be interesting, you know, end of the season and obviously playoff run, because the playoffs do help some of their cases and it might break some of their cases. So
for some, I mean, we know that all these are supposed to be regular season awards for sure. But obviously for some of them, it definitely pushes them into the, you know, final echelon, like, and if they get into the playoffs and beyond. But let's just go ahead and get into it. You know, the top award is obviously the MVP, man. That's what everybody wants to know this season. Who's going to win the MVP? And
I would,
you know,
say
we had our predictions in the beginning of the season, and I definitely want to know what we said. I know you guys.
Yes, I definitely I remember this for sure, because while it's not looking the best, it's still looking good. I was believing in the beginning of the season. And not only did I pick the Bills as a team to do well, I 100% had the top pick for my MVP is Josh Allen. And I'm going to go ahead and share my screen and we can go ahead and see what I had to say about him.
Let's hear it from Mello.
My MVP prediction is Josh Allen. I would have never thought I would have picked him. Even a couple weeks ago, I was honestly still thinking between him and Mahomes. But at the end of the day, he got some weapons. He runs, he throws, and with that defense, being able to basically give him more opportunity to make plays, I really think he's going to throw up. I'm not going to say historic numbers. I don't think that far, but he's going to have a really, really
good pick of. I mean, wow, Melo, you definitely believed in Josh Allen.
I did. I had some high praises for the man going into the season. Like I said, I didn't think he was going to put up historic numbers, but that Bills offense, especially the receiving core and the fact that they clearly didn't get no running back added, definitely looked like they were going to be prolific. Still good offense, still a good receiving core, but they've lost a couple games at this point, some that most people felt like they shouldn't have. And in those games, their offense did struggle.
I gotta give it to you though. Like, I mean, like what you said was pretty much on point. Like he was having a historic season, pretty much first half of the season.
He was looking good.
Even the guy you said that you were going back and forth with, I mean, you were pretty correct with Mahomes and Allen are probably like the top two right now in the MVP conversation. So going into it now, like who do you think is the MVP now?
And my second choice is now my first choice. At this point, Mahomes is looking exceptional. I remember when they said, I think it was last year when they first actually really introduced the stat, it was like the man don't lose in the end of the year. When it comes to November, December, and playoff time, obviously he loses in the playoff here and there, but basically the man shows up. And right now, they're on five-game win streak. That span, he's thrown over 300 yards each time, 12 touchdowns, and that 300 yards is pretty much that 300 yards plus is equal to 1849 in five games with only four interceptions. So my man is looking prolific right now. Kelce obviously is top receiver, but losing Tyreek, we didn't know what we were going to see this year. Juju and Scatlin were exceptional pickups. Both of them, literally, 100%. I think, averaging over like 500-600 yards right now. Kelce got over 1,000, so his offense and those receivers are still going. And right now, they got a decent running back too, and Pacheco playing a good game. So I think they're going to keep winning as a team, and he's going to keep excelling as a quarterback. So I definitely, and I got them having a deep playoff run. And right at this point, there's no debating that they're the clear favorites in the AFC. So at this point, he's got to be my front runner for MVP.
I mean, yeah, they've clearly been favorites for the last 4 years. And, I mean, I'll be honest, like, either way that you went, Josh Allen or Mahomes, I mean, you actually, on that one, you made a pretty good prediction, man. I'll give it to you. But, I mean, if you go into my prediction now,
who did you have?
Oh man, so going into the season, I was a little bit of a believer in the Chargers, and I still am a believer in the Chargers. I'm a believer in the Chargers and Justin Herbert. I believe that Justin Herbert was going to have a historic season, actually. And why don't we just let the people hear what I had to say about Justin?
Let's just let the tape play.
This year's MVP is actually Justin Herbert, and I've been saying this. I've been saying this from like for at least like a month. I think the Chargers right now they're literally like they're set. They got Eckler in the backfield, they got Mike Williams, and they got Allen on the outside. So they got two great receivers. Obviously, he's gonna be slinging it. That West Coast offense is gonna help him. They're gonna be. I think he's gonna possibly get 5,000 yards this year. Probably like 49, 50, like close to 5,000.
Hey, I was just slightly off.
You know what? He's still up there. I think he's still top five.
Yeah, he's top five in yards. He's got over 3,000 yards. You know, the only thing is his interception rate is terrible right now. He's got 14 interceptions right now.
That's that slinging it.
I'm sorry, no, 14 touchdowns with 2 interceptions. That's what he's got. Not that many touchdowns. And I was wrong about Keenan Allen. I thought he was gonna play really good this year. Obviously, he's been out though for like 6 weeks. And honestly, man, he's been playing good. He's been playing well enough to, I think they're going to get their team into the playoffs. So I do think he is going to be in that conversation if he ups his play a little bit more, because he does have the yards, not the touchdowns at all, but the yards are there.
He needs the touchdowns. I feel for a quarterback, they're going to make, like, you said 14 for the season?
he's at 14, but people have been in a conversation and they've had like 20 touchdowns and two interceptions. When you have low interceptions, it's like they kind of like look at that as, you know, the interception to touchdown ratio, which, but the only thing I got to say is, like, I'll be honest, like right now at this moment, and I have to change my pick too as my MVP. I think that, you know, even though he's going to be in a conversation, Herbert, I think clear and by far is going to be Mahomes. Mahomes is like already just the top dog, like 400 yards over Josh Allen. Mm-hmm. Over like 8 touchdowns over anybody else, you know, if you count rushing and passing. So my man is like literally balling out this season. He still only has 8 interceptions, which is decent, you know.
Mm-hmm. And pretty he's much projected to finish at 5,500 yards with 45 touchdowns.
With 45 touchdowns, you know, and I do think that Justin Herbert is going to finish 5,000 yards. Like I said, I think he is going to get that 5,000 finally, you know, because last year he was close, but. I do think that without his touchdowns being at around 30, there's no way he's going to be at the top one in here, even though he's got a really good passer rating. Like, if you look at Justin Herbert's passer rating, it's decent. It's just they're not passing the ball as much as Mahomes is. He's not slinging it more as far as, like, in the red zone. They're obviously getting more touchdowns. They're using their running game more in the Chargers. So I think Mahomes is clear-cut top dog right now.
I definitely think obviously he was one of the top favorites. But not only just him, but his team, they separated themselves from the rest of the pack in the last couple of weeks.
100%. And, I mean, like you were saying, like, my man does not lose in November. He has yet to lose a game in November since he's been in the league.
Mm-hmm. So. And it's not looking that bad for December either. So I think they're going to have some good success. Obviously, score some touchdowns and obviously do what they got to do on that side of the ball. So our next award is basically on the other side of the ball. We already said who we think is going to be that front runner for MVP. Let's talk about defensive play of the year. Do you remember who you chose for that award?
I think I remember. Because I was going between two. But it was Nick Bosa that I chose. It was from the 49ers. I thought Nick Bosa was going to win it. I think that was my choice. Yeah. So let's hear what I had to say about him.
Yeah. Let's definitely see.
I was thinking about TJ Watt for a while, just watching, even like having to watch the first game, but obviously he's going to be out a while now, at least 6 games they're talking about, so I think he's out of the defensive player of the year conversation. I was obviously thinking about Aaron Donald as well, but I think a little bit of, you know, voter fatigue is going to happen, and right. He might not have as great a year as Bosa is. I think, like you said, he was playing on a team that has a great defense. Like, yeah, they didn't have a great game, you know, week one, but we'll see the rest of the year. I think that.
So that's who you had. Okay.
You know what? I mean, Bosa's had a decent year most of the year. You know, like, yeah, he had a game off as well. So, you know, at this point, you know, he might not be that top, you know, contender, but I think he is still in the conversation of defensive player of the year.
He will be in
that conversation at the end of the year as well. And the 49ers, I definitely, you know, I still believe they got a top 5 defense, and they, you know, they will at the end of the year as well. Mm-hmm. Surprisingly, with Garoppolo, they've been playing better than with Lance, which I would have figured, you know, that type of offense, you know, obviously it's a more West Coast style of offense that they'll try to, like, throw it deep. You know, obviously they got Kettle, they got Deebo Samuel, but they still using that those little screens, those triple options that they've been doing. So, you know, that offense.
Oh, yeah, they're in heaven right now in offense.
And the defense has been keeping them in games, which is crazy. Yeah. But you know what? I might have to switch my pick, though. I might have to switch my pick, even though I believe in him. I do believe in him. I just think that this year, the man that I'm about to say is having an amazing year, Micah Parsons. Incredible year. Like, 100%. Intercepts, sacks. Obviously, everyone knows sacks. Tackles for loss, touchdowns. He's gotten played special teams and points. He's done it all. He's gotten blocked field goals that help games. So my man is, like, literally playing an amazing game right now for the Cowboys. And the Cowboys don't have the best secondary. And he like definitely helps them out because he puts so much pressure on the quarterback that he helps out the secondary so much that they could literally, like, stay back around 3-4 yards from the wide receivers. Cornerbacks, that is, and he can get his jump off and try to sack the quarterback. He's so good at going around the outside. I think that right now he's clear favorite for me. And I just think that, you know, he's a sensational player to watch, honestly.
Yeah, no. And that's the thing you got to remember, year two. Mm. Last year, he was a few votes away from becoming, I think, the second rookie to win Defensive Player of the Year. And obviously, at this year, he came looking a whole lot better. I definitely think, I'm pretty sure he is a front runner right now.
It's one of them, yeah.
That's not who I chose at the beginning of the year. And that's actually not who I'm sticking with right now. Okay. So beginning of the year, I thought that you and your boys was going to help me out a lot more. Because I definitely chose Aaron Donald. And the Rams have been disappointing all year.
I know.
Like, I ain't going to lie, bro. I had picked up in one of my fantasy leagues, I picked up Matt Stafford. Like, I got Trevor Lawrence starting right now because I couldn't find nobody else. But Matt couldn't stay starting.
Like, I picked him up too in one of my leagues, and I almost had to change my name because I had my name is the Stafford Bandits, and I had to switch my name was so bad this year.
He has been bad. Yeah. I started off with Aaron Donald. I thought that even though they lost Von Miller, that they were going to find a way to throw more defensive schemes, and just get some pressure. And obviously, I'll go ahead and explain that right here.
Let's hear it.
And for me, it's an easy choice. You both guys already said it. Nothing else needs to be said.
Yeah.
That's defensive play in the league, Aaron Donald. Yeah. I don't think there's going to be a photo fatigue. I think without Von Miller, they're going to try to, and they actually did, not that Aaron Donald showed out, but they throw in a lot of different defensive schemes at teams because they don't have Von Miller to throw on the opposite side of Aaron. So yeah, Aaron's going to get a little bit more double teams and triple teams, but I think the Rams are going to be more creative and he's still going to get a lot of tackles.
Am I surprised?
I was wrong.
I mean, you know what? It's the Rams that had a bad season. That's what
was that's the problem. The Rams are not, and he's not doing bad, but like if no one else is coming up to the plate, like those triple teams are working now because they don't care about nobody else. They don't care about the scheme. They don't care about you providing pressure.
Exactly. I mean, like he's still having a decent season, you know, this year, but I mean, like my man's had sack. He's had like two sacks in a game. He's had tackles for loss, multiple tackles for loss, which is very helpful. But you know, overall, nine sacks was one of his top years. Right now, he's at five this year in 11 games.
Five isn't bad. No, yeah. But he's not making anyone jump out the stands. Obviously, exactly. Micah Parsons is. But truthfully,
who you got though for the defense player?
I got someone who I look at the stats for this one. It's not gonna be a fan favorite, but I think especially with the trade, a deep playoff run, already made an impact. I got Roquan Smith, linebacker that just got traded to the Ravens. So people don't understand. Like on the Bears, I think came like two sacks away. I don't remember if it was 100% too, so don't quote me on that. But he was basically like right there to Brian Urlacher's rookie record.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Then 2019, 100 tackles despite missing four games.
He missed those games.
He missed four games.
That's crazy.
In 2020, first linebacker to top 130 tackles in a season since Lance Briggs and Urlacher. So now we coming up to this year. And pretty much, in that year, he added five sacks and two interceptions. This year, he's eighth in tackles. And, you know, I love it because ESPN always be having them random-ass stats that people are like, how the hell you think about that? I found a random-ass stat, right? He's the only person with over 100 tackles and over three sacks.
What?
He has 103 tackles.
He's already got in 11 games?
And he got 3.5 sacks. The only person that is close is Derwin James from the Chargers. He has exactly 100 tackles with four sacks. So to be able to apply that much pressure, still be able to get your tackles, he only got like, I think, five interceptions this year, which is for a linebacker, that's not bad either.
That's great.
That's great as hell.
Huge. Like, I mean, he's got that many tackles and he's got those interceptions. That's honestly great.
No, I'm tripping. He's got two. I'm sorry.
Okay.
He's got two picks. Yes. He's projected.
He's projected to five.
But I don't think that's gonna happen. But he got two, but still two picks for a linebacker, top 10 in tackles. For a linebacker, he's top 20 in sacks. So he's just applying a lot of pressure. Like I said, the acquisition from him going to the Ravens, I think is that Ravens defense needed that. He's going to have a chance to shine. And obviously a deep playoff run will help. So I know Micah Parsons is the clear favorite. I'll be honest, I'm not even sure if Smith's on a lot of people's list, but the stats don't lie for me. He's been one of the top-notch defensive players of the year, since he got into the league, basically. So I definitely – I'm going to stick with the off-the-wall pick. Obviously, I would just go with Micah Parsons. I do think he's a clear favorite, and if he keeps – like you said, he keeps shining in specific moments, whereas, like, he win games or show up when you need him. So
that's what I thought
Donald was going to do this year.
Right. I mean, I kind of told you that Aaron Donald was going to have a little bit of trouble this year. Not only just the voter fatigue, but there was definitely going to be, like, you know, problems with the Rams offensive line. I knew that they were going to have problems. And obviously their linebackers are terrible now since they don't got Von Miller. But yeah, the Rams definitely have trouble. But honestly, I'll be honest with you, that Roquan Smith pick, that's a great pick. And I think he might be under the radar.
He's not a fan favorite, exactly.
Just for him getting over 100 tackles right now at 11 games is incredible to me. Obviously, there's only one other guy in the league right now that has it, but, like, it's so tough to do that. It's averaging, like, 9-10 sacks a game. My man is balling now. Obviously, since he went to the Ravens, he's doing even better.
I forgot what it was, but that first game, like, I think he had, like, 5-6 tackles, a sack, I think it was 2 tackles for a loss, so it was just a good game, a good individual game.
Yeah, he had a sack, and then he had 2 tackles for a loss, I remember, and then I'm sure he had, like, many tackles. But, I mean, you know, I'm kind of going back and forth between Micah Parsons and Nick Bosa, and I had to go with Parsons just because I think he's going to be more the household name.
He's a flashy favorite.
Exactly. And honestly, Nick is not having, like, too bad of a season because he's already at 11.5 sacks. So, you know, he's still doing amazing as well, but we know who the favorite is.
For sure. And obviously, all of them are just destroying on that side of the ball. And those are our picks for defensive player of the year. Let's move back to the other side of the ball.
Go back to the offensive side of the ball. Yeah,
exactly. We did the MVP, but obviously MVP is a whole different award than offensive player of the year. And it's nice because I feel like this actually gives a chance for basically the receivers and the running backs and maybe even tight ends to get their recognition. For offensive player of the year?
Yeah, so our first few predictions, they weren't, like, too bad. They weren't terrible. You know, they might have not been right on point, but they weren't too terrible. But I'll be honest, like, this one, I think I got right on point, and I just want you to play it for the people. I want them to decide.
Yes, sir.
Surprise teams of the year was actually the Minnesota Vikings. And, I mean, just from week one, I even said that they were going to be slightly better than Green Bay this year. And just watching them week one, you saw what they were doing. And surprisingly, it's not Kirk Cousins, but it's actually his wide receiver, Justin Jefferson. Like, he went off, obviously. Oh, my God. Let me
find three.
Our boy Jordan picked the same pick.
Y'all kept picking the same pick. That's exactly what that was. 3-for-3. I know, that is funny.
I don't believe it.
Yep, I did. That's 3-for-3, guys.
I'm gonna let you, like, talk about him a little bit more then. So Justin Jefferson is my pick. I mean, I really thought that Minnesota was gonna do a lot of great things this year, and I had to pick him. I just think that he's gonna be what Jamar Chase was last year, but, you know, even
he's going to be what Cooper Kupp was last year, because now he's running Cooper Kupp's game.
True, exactly. Very, very true. Very true. Cooper Kupp's game, yeah.
Yeah, man. And honestly, I'm sticking with my pick. That's the pick that I'm going with. Justin Jefferson. He's had an incredible season. I think right now he's favorite to win the award so far. I mean, he's top dog in yards as well. Over 1,000 yards already. Over 1,200 yards. So, I mean, my man is, like, on pace to get the 2,000-yard mark by Calvin Johnson. So if he keeps it up, he can get the 2,000-yard mark. And you were totally right about those Cooper Kupp schemes. They're running exactly those Cooper Kupp schemes out there.
It's not just that it's not flashy, but it also is because he is who he is, so athletic, and he get up there. But they don't try to be flashy. They can if they want, but they just consistently get him the ball.
Oh, yeah, but last year they were using them on the outside, kind of like Jamar Chase. They're trying to get, you know, just get
they
those
just
deep
trying
routes.
To get them, exactly. Now they're
They're definitely using them in the middle more. They're having him do those wide receiver screens. Like he had a touchdown that was like 72 yards or something like that, wide receiver screen, and he took it to the house earlier this season. So, I mean, I think he's an incredible player, and I definitely still I'm sticking with my pick, Justin Jefferson, man. What a wide receiver.
Yeah, no, like you said, it's a clear favorite. You can't even go wrong with sticking with that pick. I'll be honest, I'm more of a running person, you know. So I love my running backs. Beginning of the year,
show some love. Nobody else does.
You know, I always love my running backs. So I think they're the workhorses, you know.
Me too.
I believe. This is becoming a more of a throwing league, and I get that, but they're still the workhorses. Beginning of the year, I definitely chose Derrick Henry. I knew just what he did the year before being injured. I'm like, let that man come back to somewhat close, and we're going to have a problem. So let's see what I had to say.
Let's hear it.
It was honestly 100% so easy. I'm going to go with the person that was in the top 10 rushing last year that was injured for half the season, Derrick Henry. You let that man have anything close to an average season, and he's going to be the best running back in the league. And while a lot of MVPs go to quarterbacks, basically, I think he's going to be a shoo-in for offensive player of the year.
I mean, I'll be honest, man.
It wasn't bad. He is up there. Surprisingly, not even the top leader in rushing. Josh Jacobs has been killing it. And then I was like, well, I think Josh Jacobs might the Raiders season's kind of over, that they might just run the ball. So I think Josh Jacobs might take that rushing title and offensive player of the year. But then I'm like, if they keep doing bad, I don't think it's going to happen. And then it really came down to, obviously, the clear choice, like you said, Justin Jefferson. Like, my man has been absolutely destroying it. 9 for 139 and a touchdown in New England on Thanksgiving after torching Buffalo. Pretty much.
He torched that whole division, bro. He torched, like, Buffalo, Patriots, the Jets. Like,
he's been killing it. Like you said, flashy. Great highlight catches, household name. Team is doing great. They're definitely going to be in the playoffs. Pretty much, he's second in receiving yards with 1,232, only behind Tariq. 100-plus yards 7 times this season. Third in receptions. Second in 20-plus games behind Tyreek. Second in 40-plus games behind Diggs. Third in targets and third in yards after catch, and most of the people in front of him is pretty much Tyreek and Diggs. So pretty much an elite company at this point. Over 1,200 yards, 5 touchdowns so far, so he should get at least a few more. And right now he's just averaging 6.5 yards and just killing it. Actually, no, 15.2. He's averaging 15.2. That 6.5 is the rushing.
15.2. That's because he, like, literally slots up in the middle. He goes, like, and gets those screens, and he gets those, like, long runs pretty much that are, you know, those long running blocking plays. So he gets blockers in front of him, and then he just runs. And, I mean, for him to do this, he's second-year receiver, which is crazy.
Exactly.
You know, so insane.
I expect him to continue to show out the rest of the year.
Exactly. And one thing that Jordan said in that one podcast that we did, the Table Smashing podcast with Jordan, he said that, you know, he looks at Justin Jefferson as already the third best receiver in the Vikings uniform. And at that time, I was kind of like, skeptic. You know, kind of hesitant. I was skeptic. I was just, you know, waiting to kind of see, because he hasn't been there for too many years. You know, 2 years is, you know, nothing. You still got Thielen there, who's been there for like 8-9 years.
Right.
You know,
now he's already over Thielen.
Yeah. I got to say, Chris Carter, Randy Moss, and now Justin Jefferson are the top three, you know, and not saying in that order, but, you know, particularly by, I'm just saying, I think Justin Jefferson's up there now at the top three Vikings receiver.
100%. And at this point, it's his award to lose, truthfully. Even if Josh Jacobs become the rushing leader, like, it's just his award to lose. That's just who everyone's looking to choose at this point, especially over the last couple of weeks of performances he put just skyrocketed him to the top.
Yeah, barring any injury, and we don't wish that on anybody, you know, we hope he does amazing. But I'll be honest, like, even Derrick Henry has a shot if the Titans, you know, they're using him a lot this season. He's got over 10 touchdowns, so I think, you know, he could definitely – he has a shot. He has a shot if, you know, let's say Justin doesn't do good, you know, the last like four games of the season, you know. But I honestly, if he gets over 2,000, that's going to be an incredible, incredible game for him.
Yeah, that will. He'll definitely. At this point, it's still, we got a couple weeks left. That's why it's not technically midseason, but the season ain't over. So we definitely got some people who still got a chance to go up or go down.
True. Yeah, that's true. So, I mean, we were, you know, we were talking a little bit about who we think the offensive player of the year is going to be. But I actually had like a little thought about that as well in our prediction episode that I did put a caveat that, you know, it could be somebody as long as, you know, he has a decent year. Can you play that real quick for us?
Oh, yeah, as long as he don't get injured. And let's see who he is.
Well, this guy that I'm about to say stays healthy for the rest of the year, I think he could be in that conversation too. Christian McCaffrey, if he stays healthy, they, you know, they're going to use him as a
look at your face
and a runner. So he's going to get a lot of yards, a lot of.
It's not even an if he stay healthy, is when he's getting injured again. Like, I'm so over that man. He screwed me over in so many fantasy leagues. I'm just so dumb.
Yeah, so I mean, I did say if he gets healthy, and I wasn't exactly sure if my man was gonna. I mean, I wasn't sure if he was gonna get traded, but after the season they had, we knew he kind of was in the middle of the season. So now he's on a team that's playoff bound, and he's doing great. So you know,
he's not playing bad at all. I mean, he's not gonna be up there, but it gives him a good opportunity to look forward to next year for sure.
Yeah, or he could be looking at a different award. You know, looking down the. You know,
yeah,
talking
I mean,
about
I think there's a couple more people that's more deserving, but I feel you
for sure. I'm just saying he might be in that conversation.
Yeah, sure. No, I hear you,
but you know, that's just a little caveat I had to throw in there for Christian McCaffrey, because you know, everyone didn't believe that he was going to stay healthy, and I was the only believer.
And look at, hey, I mean, he didn't have a worse season, but it was
tough, bro, playing with Baker. Come on now.
Exactly.
Nah, but you know, next up we're gonna go to the defensive rookie of the year, and you know, obviously we had some pretty good rookies, you know, coming out of the college last year. Last year's draft was known as a defensive draft. You know, it wasn't really known for the quarterback. So, let's go into that one. You know, defensive.
Yeah, I thought Aiden Hutchinson was going to have a good season and a good chance to win this award. Not having a horrible season, but let's just go ahead and see what I had to say about him beginning of the year and what I thought he was going to do. So I got a Lions pick, defensive lineman Aiden Hutchinson.
Nice.
Hands down, best lineman in the draft.
Mm-hmm.
With a team like the Lions, he's going to get nothing but opportunities to get sacks and get, you know, tackles and tackles for loss. So while I do think some other people like Sauce Gardner, I think can be one of those, I just don't think he's going to get a lot of action. And unfortunately, inaction for cornerbacks, while it looks good, it doesn't win you awards. So I think it's going to go to a lineman or a linebacker. And right now, I think the best person that has a chance of getting that is Aiden Hutchinson. So,
that's
boy, was I pick. Wrong. Oh. Aiden Hutchinson is a great pick. But I wasn't wrong about Aiden Hutchinson.
Not at all. You said he was the best best linebacker.
He still is.
He is. Exactly. You're 100% right about that.
I was wrong about inactivity, not giving someone an award. What? I didn't have faith in the voters. I was like, man, they not about to throw Sauce Gardner away. But the fact that in the public's eye, he has been pit and matchup upon matchup, week after week, who's going to be the first person to score on him? Who's going to be the receiver? Like, week after week, he's been thrown up against top receivers. And it's the number one cornerback in the league as a rookie. Hands down, he's about to win this award. Like, I was really worried about what, like, I thought he was going to disappear in New York. Like, I really thought that he was going to disappear. But I forgot he was flashy. You know what I'm saying? I forgot he was cocky. And like I said, every week they throwing him in, like, the public every week is, like, pinning the best receiver. So right now, a large role in that New York Jets defense, new and improved, caused them to win a lot of games as well. Well, no one thought they were going to win this many games. But they're only giving up 328 yards a game. That's six in the league. Gardner's literally a top cornerback in Pro Bowl, Pro Bowl voting. Obviously, 86.71 focus grade is number one in the league. He's first in the league with 14 passes deflected. And when you think about the amount of time they don't throw his way,
right?
That's crazy. That is crazy. They don't even throw his way, and he still got the most passes defended in the league. He even having a decent season, 32 tackles. 48 tackles. I was 32 solo. And obviously the two interceptions. So he's definitely doing his thing. And like I said, I didn't know that he was going to get this much attention. They knew what they got. And I didn't realize the rest of the world knew what he was. But they didn't. He stepped foot on that field week one, and they were like, all right, like who's stepping up against Sauce? Not who's Sauce stepping up against.
Yeah, yeah.
Who's stepping up against Sauce? And that perception just gave him that award, hands down.
It's crazy how early in the league, like, people started really trying to pressure him. I mean, obviously, mm-hmm. the first few weeks of the season, he started talking, and I knew that's what was going to happen. Because I watched him in college. I love this man. And you know what? Can we just play what I had to say in a defensive rookie of the year conversation? Because I don't really have to say much anymore. I just want to hear my previous prediction.
Rookie of the year, I got to go with Sauce Gardner, man. I think this guy is literally the next Darrell Revis, and I really believe in it. I think that he's going to get a few interceptions this year. They're going to throw his way because a lot of people are going to throw on the Jets early. I do think he's going to get some stops, and he's going to show out. With a name like Sauce, he has to. Watching him, you know, in college, seeing what he can bring, and I do think that the Jets, obviously, they really have nothing else around them, but he's
going to be a great spot there
in that Jets organization. Right. And
I thought they had a good draft, honestly. As a Bills fan, draft. I thought their draft was like, whoa, they're going to be a good team 2-3 years down.
You know, so I was right on Sauce, 100%. I think I was right on Sauce, but I was definitely a little bit wrong about the Jets. I didn't think that they were going to have much around them defensively, you know, especially defensively. And I didn't believe in Zach Wilson at all. But other than that, like,
we didn't need to believe in Zach. The rest of the team held it down.
Exactly. And a lot of them are rookies, which is crazy. But I totally believe what I said before. And I'll say it again. I think Sauce Gardner is like the next Darrell Revis. I think he's that good. He's got a chance.
He's literally the best rookie in the league right now.
100%.
The best corner in the league right now.
Corner in the league,
as a rookie.
Yeah. 100%. And obviously, if he gets a few more interceptions, then he's going to look like more of a mm-hmm. you know, Revis type of guy. You know, people, you know, he wants to be known as the best corner to ever do it. But he's definitely getting deflections, which is insane. Like, the amount of deflections he gets is incredible for a rookie to get that. And they're throwing on him. They're throwing mm-hmm. on him every single game. And he's stopping the top dogs like Ja'Marr Chase. He was sad he couldn't get nothing on him. He had like 15 yards on him. I mean, obviously Diggs had an issue with him. Like
he shut down a few people. Yes.
Justin Jefferson got over 100 on him, but you know it's you know.
No, he got 100 on the team.
It wasn't Justin Jefferson. It was it was Ja'Marr Chase that got over 100. That's what it was. Yeah. Right? Or Tyreek Hill, one of them. Anyway, it was only like literally one receiver in the league got over 100. That's what I'm like, out of all the game, it was one guy. And everyone else, he shut down basically under 50 yards, which is insane. Everybody else is under 50. Like, there was one guy, I think it was Tyreek Hill, actually, now that I'm looking at the stats. Yeah, it was Tyreek Hill. But you know what? Even so, I still think Sauce Gardner is the man. I think that, you know, he's the next thing in New York. And he talks the talk too. He actually gives you a good interview. Post game interviews, he gives them good. You know, he actually gives the people what they want.
Oh yeah, no. And it's good to see in New York, especially. We got a lot of good rookies in that Jets draft class.
Wait a minute. Did you just say we for the Jets? You're back.
No, you're back? As in.
Oh my. Okay, my bad.
No, as in we, because we made.
I thought it was your team again. I would have been happy for you, bro.
I don't know. No. We're not doing that. But funny enough, for offensive rookie of the year, I actually did pick a Jet.
Oh. Nice.
And I think they definitely would have had a good shot if they didn't get injured. So I definitely had Breece Hall, and we'll go ahead and see what I had to say about him.
On the road.
I literally couldn't choose between basically the Jets when it came to offensive rookie of the year. Like, I don't know who y'all chose, but it came down to pretty much Breece Hall and Garrett Wilson for me, and even the other running back. So I'm just going to skip the queue. I picked Breece Hall. I think that running back's going to get the most opportunity, and he's pretty much going to have the best chance on just having the most yards on a pretty much other depleted Jets. And I was right for most of the season until he got injured. He was actually looking phenomenal. So at this point, it's so crazy because he got injured and it ruined his chance to get an award. And now the person who I'm picking in the clear favorite stepped in for another injured running back in Rashad Penny. And I'm talking about Kenneth Walker. He came in pretty much week five. And in 8 weeks, he already got 613 yards and is fourth in the league with nine touchdowns. Having a great season, pretty much I think his top game was week seven. He had 168 yards against the Chargers on 23 carries, and right now he's averaging 4.5 carries. So the man is 4.5 yards per carry. The man is a top producing rookie. A lot of the receivers have been a little bit stagnant lately and inconsistent. So it's going to be a hit or miss with that. So I think that as long as he stay consistent, he actually has a very good chance of getting over 1,000 yards. They projected him to finish right under 1,000, but I think with a few more games, is what else do the Seahawks have to do besides run the ball? So I definitely think that he has a chance, and if he finishes with over 1,000 yards while missing five games, I definitely think that award is his.
That's what I was going to say. That's going to be impressive if he does that, because obviously Rashad Penny was starting the first 5 weeks of the season. I think that is the most impressive part if he gets to it. I mean, obviously, if he gets to even like 950, that's still going to be an impressive feat.
That's still impressive, right?
Right, but I'm just saying that 1,000 sounds better, and it looks better as a rookie especially. You know, not many rookies get that chance to get 1,000 yards, so for him to be able to get it, that would be – I probably would have to give it to him if he gets that 1,000-yard feat. That would be very interesting towards the end of the season. We can definitely come back to that. I mean, for me, I went with, like, a different guy when I made my pick, because I thought it was going to be a wide receiver, because this was also a wide receiver class. There was, like, three top wide receivers that went. It was Garrett Wilson was one of them. And obviously, the guy that I went with for my offensive rookie of the year was the other one. It was Josh Dotson for the Washington Commanders. I want to let the people know.
I see
you. I think it's going to be John Dotson from Washington, the Commanders. I think he's a really good receiver. I think that Carson Wentz is going to – he doesn't have too much to throw to other than him and McLaurin. So I do think he's going to get a lot of passes thrown to him. Easily like 800 to 1,000 yards this year. I could see him having, and I think he could be a good choice for offensive rookie.
We already talked. How's that going for you?
Well, I'll be honest. Like, if he didn't get injured, you know, towards the middle of the season, he had two games that he was off. So, like, he had a decent season. He had touchdowns in the beginning of the season. In the beginning, it looked amazing. He had, like, two touchdowns in a row in two games in a row, and then 200-yard games, which was decent. But, you know, what happened was Heinicke came in, and then McLaurin started playing better with Heinicke. I think that they just had a better connection, McLaurin and Heinicke. So
he is their number one.
Yeah, no, and he should be, because he's definitely more skilled at this point, I think, than Dotson is. But Dotson's definitely got he's got long arms. He can go over the top of the cornerbacks and really like get those high passes that they throw, especially in the end zone. And that's what they were doing, like, early. They in the red zone, they gave him two like that they just, like, threw up, and he just caught right above the corners. But you know what? I'm going to have to switch my pick, though. But I'm not going to go with a running back like you. I do think that, like I said, if your man gets over 1,000, I think I agree with you. But I'm going to have to go with Chris Olave from New Orleans. I think that he's actually the best rookie receiver right now. And since Andy Dalton's gotten there, he's played a lot better. And I think Andy Dalton and him have a connection, because obviously Andy Dalton was the backup quarterback, and Olave was, you know, probably a third receiver in training camp. So they definitely had a little bit better connection than the other guys. So I do think that it's going to be receiver this year for this award, though. But it could be what you said, though. I don't know. It's iffy.
Well, now we'll definitely see. I think you're right. 1,000 yards make it look better. If he don't get 1,000, there's gonna be like, I don't know how they're gonna judge it, but I still think he's gonna be the most productive rookie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's for sure. That's pretty much like those are all the rookies you have to look at as far as offensive. It's really Garrett Wilson and those three receivers, and then the running back. Like, there's nobody else that's really even on the radar as far as offensive. Yeah. You know, this year.
Pretty much. But it's crazy. Our next award is a comeback player of the year. And my pick was actually the person who is now watching Andy Dalton play for him. So, yeah, I don't think my choice is going to work out. So why don't we go ahead and hear what I had to say when I thought that Jameis Winston, Mr. Eaton W's, was about to win comeback player of the year. Yeah.
He said, yeah.
Talk about a little bit. He got a nice receiver now that we just talked about coming from college.
That was
and
all of
like
it.
Like you said, just give him a little time. I think your boy J-Mo is definitely going to be the comeback player of the year. This was a hard choice because, like, comeback player means either you just weren't that good before or you maybe fell off a little bit. Or we also talked about how some people who just were injured for, from a majority of the season or a few weeks from the week year before have a chance of being comeback player of the year just for a full season. So there's a lot. Yeah. So I definitely thought it was going to be J-Mo, and he was looking good. But of course, man. He got injured. So right now,
real quick, man, like he got injured and he lost his job while being injured. And he had something to say to the media, which was that you don't usually lose your job from being injured. I mean, other people would like to say that's wrong, like Tony Romo. I mean, he lost a job from being injured. Alex Smith lost a job from being injured. There's others as well. But what do you think about that?
Real quick. Nah, he definitely at least should have been on a roster to the end of the year. Like, he would have. That's definitely messed up. And they definitely and his injury wasn't like permanent. Like, you know, even if they said they did want to resign him, they definitely should have owed him to stay on the end of the year, especially because they should be helping him work on his rehab and all that.
Exactly. I think he should have started on the team again. I think he should be the starter, you know, instead of Andy Dalton. You know, that's just
me. Yeah, 100%. And it was definitely his team, but they did him dirty. So now we have to go to another team who don't do their quarterbacks dirty. The quarterbacks do them dirty. And we're talking about the Seahawks. no Russell. Mr. Unlimited is gone. And they didn't know what to do, so they turned it to Geno Smith. And man, oh man, is he been having a year.
The surprise of the year, I would say. Like, yeah, the surprise,
biggest surprise of the year. 373 yards as a team on offense. Geno is averaging, he's getting 2,800 yards already with 19 touchdowns and only 5 Crazy. Picks. So he's very efficient. Obviously, the Seahawks isn't the best of a team, but he has a 107 passer rating. And like I said, 19-5 is a great touchdown to interception ratio. So he's getting yards, 72% completion, very efficient passing the ball. And right now he's 16 yards, 5th in touchdowns and 9th in interceptions. So definitely comeback player of the year material. And I think that he's just been taking that offense by the horns. Like I said, he's very efficient this year. A lot of people didn't expect that from him. And obviously a lot of people are noticing him this year. So especially what's going on with how bad Russell is.
I know.
In the Broncos.
Right.
No one can help but notice and compare him to the average play of Geno Smith, basically. And that's Geno look a lot better.
I'll be honest. Like, Geno is not playing average right now. He's
playing a little bit above average.
He has the number one passer rating in the league right now. Better than Patrick Mahomes. Better than Josh Allen. As far as passer rating goes, he's got the best passer rating. He's top 6 in yards thrown. So I think that obviously his touchdowns are not there. Like,
he's 5th.
In touchdowns?
19th is 5th.
Yeah. I mean, that's tied for 5th. Yeah. So that's not bad at all. Honestly, that's not bad at all as far as that team goes. And I think
number one is like 30 something, but
right. I mean, it's probably Patrick Mahomes, right? Number one. So So honestly, I think for what he's doing, he's playing prolific. A top 5 quarterback play when people thought he was going to be a bottom 5 quarterback this year.
Oh yeah.
People thought that the Seahawks were going to do nothing. People really expected the Seahawks to literally be the one of the worst teams in the league. So,
oh yeah,
for what he's doing, I'll be honest, like he's a great player and a great choice for comeback player of the year. But I'll be honest, for my comeback player, I kind of forgot who I chose though. I know that I was going back and forth between some guys, and I definitely was looking at some injured guys. You know what? I think I do remember who I chose. I think the guy who everyone thought was going to be injured. Go ahead and play that real quick.
A lot of good choices.
Player of the year. I actually have another guy that was injured last year too, and for a similar reason that you said, I think he's going to have a great year, and he was injured last year, and that's Christian McCaffrey. I think that he's going to get the ball a lot this year, passing and running. As long as he doesn't get injured again, I do think he's going to have a good year. Maybe not good enough to get offensive player of the year, but if Lamar Jackson has a slightly better year than Christian McCaffrey, then they probably would give it to him, now that I'm thinking about it. But another guy that's going to be off the radar, off many people's radar, I think that Marcus Mariota is going to have a comeback year this year. I think that he's going to fight for a job right now. And I just think that in the
land, he has some weapons.
Exactly. Yeah. He's got offensive weapons. Obviously, that defense is pretty bad, but as far as numbers goes, I do think he's going to put up some numbers. I still see them going 6-10.
They're always going to be.
Yeah.
No, he's not the worst pick. He's been struggling as of late, but he had a pretty solid season.
I'll be honest. I mean, he's got over 500 and almost 550 yards receiving, and he's got 680 yards rushing. So not a great year, but as far as doing both, he's doing pretty good for playing 11 games. Yeah, he's only got 4 touchdowns, which is bad, but playing for Carolina, I'll be honest, that was an issue. Since he's gotten on the team now with the 49ers, they've definitely been passing the ball a lot to him, a lot more. So I definitely think he could end the year with 1,000, Christian McCaffrey. But yeah, he could. He's projected to, at least. He's projected to. It's just his receiving yards are at 980, they're projected. But his rushing is projected to be over 1,000. But it's going to be close. But you know what? I'm going to have to give it to Geno Smith, honestly. I think Geno is the dude. Story. Yeah, he's that dude right now. And I think he's going to get a huge contract at the end of the year because he's a free agent as well, which a lot of people didn't know.
The Jets, he might go back to the Jets.
I don't think they want him.
The Jets Giants are getting rid of their quarterbacks 100%.
Damn. Really? Daniel Jones is gone just like that?
Yeah. Man. He was the only last piece staying. Him and Saquon was fighting for a contract, and one of them stepped up, one of them didn't.
I don't know, man, because on Sunday, I was listening to Joe Buck and the commentators. They saw the Jets quarterback that's starting right now. Man, I'm
White, Mike White.
Mike White, thank you. And they were my man had a decent game. Yeah, it was
Mike White's not bad, but
they were literally
if Geno's playing a lot better, performing, he has a better IQ, a lot more years of experience, you might as well give him a decent especially with their rookies around them. They already got a bunch of people they can plug into places. Then they got the
literally money. Talking about Mike White is the next franchise. They're Mike White is the next franchise quarterback of the Jets. For the next 15 years, you guys are gonna watch Mike White. And I'm
you say that about everybody, bro.
I was like, wait a minute. So I'm I'm just laughing about that, but I think
say that about everybody.
Geno's definitely the Cinderella story, but I also said about Marcus Mariota in that comeback player of the year, and I think he's going to be in the conversation. They're having
he is in the conversation, but they're falling off right now.
They're one of the worst passing teams statistically,
they're falling off.
But his rushing is there, and I mean on that division that they're in, they're still in the playoff hunt, which is crazy at 5-6 or 5-7, whatever they're at. They're still in the playoff hunt because the Buccaneers are 6-6. So, yeah, that's a top one in that league. They're literally one game away from playoffs. So,
I know.
Yeah, I mean it's gonna be a pretty easy award. Most likely, it's gonna go to Geno. Yeah, that's what we both think, right?
No, 100%. Definitely think it's gonna Geno. It's his award to lose. He don't even have to play prolific. He just gotta keep playing decent. And like you said, he is playing more than decent, so 100%. So that leads us to our last award. And it's a good one, and it's still, this one's definitely up for grabs, 100%. Probably more up for grabs than the rest of them. And this is Coach of the Year, and obviously because you got a couple more games and unfortunately a little bit of the playoff to decide whether or not you're deemed this. So who did you choose in the beginning of the season?
So in the beginning of the season, I went with the Minnesota coach, Kevin O'Connell. I thought that Minnesota was going to have a good year, and a really good year, actually. I thought that they were going to be one of the top teams in NFL. So I still kind of believe that. I mean, I think they're definitely a great team. And, yeah, let's hear what I have to say about him.
So for this award, I mean, I kind of went off of what I said, like, earlier. My surprise team of the NFC is going to be the Vikings, and I think they're going to be slightly better than Green Bay. And they, now that you see that Dallas is, you know, lost like Dak Prescott for a while, I don't think they're going to be one of the top teams either in NFC. So I got the Minnesota coach, Kevin O'Connell. I think that he's honestly going to do really well with the team he's got around him. Great offense. They got a great defensive front seven. And I do think that with that type of team, they could easily be 12 and 5 or possibly even like 13-4.
Yeah. So I think what I said still holds to be true, man. I think this team is going to end up being probably closer to 13-4. You know, I think that could be what they end up at. But I think that he's definitely going to be in the combo this year for being his first year and turning around Justin Jefferson and obviously Kirk Cousins turning him around as well, even though statistically he's not having like
he's great, always been great, average.
He's still like an average top 15, but not top 10. So, you know, always average, but he's definitely turned around that defense as well. You know, you thought he was going to be more offensive minded, but he's turned around that defense as well. So I'm going to stick with him. I'm going to stick with Kevin O'Connell. There's other guys that are having good season. I mean, the Jets, the Giants, you can go with, like, you know, Brian Daboll is having a good season too. But I think that Kevin O'Connell surprised a lot of people being better than Green Bay and just taking over that division this year.
No, 100%. That's definitely a good pick. Definitely in the conversation. My pick is trash. I completely overestimated the Raiders this year and their ability to get their fucking shit together because they can't get nothing together. And, of course, I picked Josh McDaniels thinking he was finally going to do something. And then it finally dawned to me that I actually don't think he's a good coach. So, yeah. So
Me and Tebow could have told you that. Me and Tim Tebow could have definitely told you that.
So let me tell you what my dumbass thought in the beginning of the season about the man. So I got Josh McDaniels. So I think the Raiders, after having no identity last year with all the issues with Gruden, I think they finally have the personnel that they need and have a coach who just can push forward in identity. Because last year, I remember I had so many issues. Like, are you a passing team? Are you a running team? Like, I don't think they know. I'll be honest, after the first game, I said, I don't think they know. But as long as they have, I think they're going to go 12-5. And I was right about that. Wrong about that 12-5. God damn. God damn.
I was like, oof. That 12-5 hurt me. I was like, wait.
But I was right about the first part where they still don't have an identity.
Yeah,
I was like, they don't have an identity yet, but it's only a week. Let's hope they get it together. Still have not gotten it together. Still have no identity. I mean, at this point, they're letting Josh Jacobs run the ball a lot more. He's the leading rusher in the league. But you still have literally top three receivers in the league and can't do nothing with them. You have no goddamn identity. Like, you don't know what you're doing. So, yeah, that's out of the picture. So at this point, it's clear. There's a team right now that no one expected to be 10-1 that is dominating the league. And there's a lot of argument about how they're doing it, why they're doing it, who they're playing against, and blah, blah, blah. But at the end of the day, 10-1, fourth in total yards on offense, 382.4, second defensive yards, 304.4, third in sacks at 36.
Third in rushing yards,
162.5 as a team. And first in turnover differential with 13, the second place team has 8. They are playing prolific on both sides of the ball. I don't care who they're playing against at this point. They played against 11 people. It don't matter. They're serious. They're here to stay. They're definitely going to make a deep playoff run. Jalen Hurts is still showing improvements. For me, I'll say deep playoff run is like two games because I think they're going to win the division.
Well, I mean, if they keep the division.
Yeah, they're going to be first.
Two games to get to the Super Bowl, you know. If they're second, that means they get to the championship game. So you think championship?
I think they win the division.
I think so too. I think that's definitely plausible.
Yeah. But yeah, you're right. They are going to have a top seed. So you're right. I keep thinking they would have to fight their way in like they usually do. But no, they're going to have a top seed.
I don't know about the top seed. I don't know.
You think the Cowboys are going to knock them off? They literally only lost one game already.
I know, but there's two teams that are right behind them. Like, the Giants are right behind them. Like,
not right behind them.
Two games. I mean, and they still got to play three games in the division. So
and that's the thing. The Giants don't scare me being right behind them. The Cowboys are the ones that have to pick it up. They're the ones that have to pick it up, and they can close that gap. But I think that the Eagles are still going to keep that gap.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, I agree with you. I think deep playoff run for them as well. Championship game for me.
His name is Nick Sirianni. I literally didn't even say his name this whole time. Yeah. I just talk about Sirianni, whatever.
Yeah.
Sirianni. But yes, Nick. Your boy Nick is about to win Coach of the Year.
But yeah, still, I mean, definitely a great year. Definitely a great year they're having. Obviously, it surprised a lot of people going 10-0 and then come out and lose a weird, weird game, which nobody thought they were going to lose.
They didn't go 10-0.
What do you mean?
They just won their 10th game.
Oh, they won 9-0. That's right. They lost 1-1. Yeah. That's right. But, I mean, I think that he's definitely up there. He's going to be up there 100%. I just think that they're going to have a tough time at the end of the season with all their division games coming up.
I mean, hey, at the end of the day, I hope the Giants and Cowboys and Redskins all win.
Oh,
I don't care. I don't care for the Eagles.
I just hope they beat the Cowboys.
I like the Cowboys. I know it's weird.
America's team, but not.
I mean, they're not my team. Right. But I got friends and family who fuck with the Cowboys.
Everybody do, right?
Right. But I don't have friends and family that fuck with the Eagles, really.
But yeah, I'll be honest. Like, out of all the picks that we had, like, most of them we were very, 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 very close. But that coach of the year, man, how are you?
It's
like
anyone's game.
Prediction.
Yeah, it's like I said, I overestimated the Raiders, man. I really thought that they were going to do better as a team. Like, and like I said, you literally got the top rusher in the league right now, and you've had what most people will consider the best receiver in the league before this year started, doing nothing.
I was just going to go, like, how you going to have, you know, literally the top paid receiver in the league, and you have the top rusher in the league as well, and your record is this. Like, come on now. I can't see that happening unless...
Now it's because your quarterback is straight basura.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And what I said, coach is too.
I told you, Derek Carr, I don't trust him. I thought that they were going to be third in the division, and I had him third, actually, because I think I had Broncos last in the division this year. Yeah, because I had Chargers winning the division and then Chiefs second.
Behind them, yep.
Yep. So, I mean, I don't know. But I was wrong, too, because at the beginning of the season, I said that in this division, Raiders, Broncos, Chargers, and Chiefs could all make the playoffs. And I'm totally wrong about that. Only two are going to make it. Yeah, I was totally wrong. Oh, my
God. And it was the same two that we always used to.
And is it crazy that, like, on the other side, it's, like, the Giants, the Cowboys, the Redskins, and, you know.
No one expected that, and they're still, you know, hanging in there.
And not only that, like, if you look at the Bills, Miami, like, they're and New England, they're all in the conversation, too. That's, like, three teams right there that are in that conversation as well, so. And the Jets as well. I missed the Jets. Like, they're all four of those teams are still in that playoff conversation. So there's two divisions right now that all four teams could possibly make it in the playoffs.
That's insane. Crazy.
That's unheard of, honestly. But that's crazy, though. So definitely made some predictions now. Hopefully, at the end of the year, we can come back to some of these and see what we have to even say about them. It was awesome doing a reaction episode, though.
It was.
Hearing what we had to say previously.
Especially hear the dumb shit I was saying. Eesh.
Like, I was totally off on that offensive rookie of the year, 100%. Like, and I mean, on a few of them, I was right, though. I still think Sauce, I was 100% right. And Justin Jefferson, I was 100% right about him. But other, yeah, the other ones, But you definitely had the MVP, like, very close. And definitely had, you know, I think defensive player of the year now is probably going to be very close between who you picked, Raekwon Smith, and honestly.
Yeah, I hope he gets some recognition.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be interesting, too. But anyways, I really appreciate you guys watching this episode. And if you guys want to make your predictions, please go ahead and comment below. Give us all your predictions for you, who you think the MVP is going to be, offensive player of the year, defensive player of the year, offensive rookie of the year, defensive rookie of the year, comeback player of the year, and the coach of the year. We want to hear all your predictions and write them down below. Make sure you guys also like the video and click that subscribe button. And go over to our Twitch page if you guys want to check out some of our previous videos, or to our YouTube page if you guys want to check us out there. If you guys just want to listen to us, we're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, so just check us out there.
Literally everywhere.
Exactly. Over like 30 to 40 places. We're also on SiriusXM. If you guys are on SiriusXM, they put our podcast on there a few times a week. That's what I'm hearing. So anyways, if you guys also want to check out our Patreon page, that's where you can check out some of our merch. And if you guys want to ask us questions that we can put on the podcast, you guys can go ahead and go there. If you just do some general support, get into that membership, first membership level, you guys can write any of your questions or send us in some topics. You know, we love to go through like some different type of topics in sports, so we can always check out what you guys have to say and possibly put on the podcast. Other than that, you guys can find us, you know, on our personal pages. I'm at The Iconic Dude, and Mello, you're
Mello the Notorious.
Yeah, and if they want to find us on social media,
you already know. We love the fan interaction. A lot of what we got comes from you guys. We love giving you guys the good sports, quality sports content that you love. And like Yas and Rado said in the beginning of the episode, your fans.
Tell them my government name. Tell them I'm Yasin. It's all good.
But like you said, you're fans and we're fans, and we're fans of you just as we're fans of sports. So we love all our fans. Also, huge shout out to CJ. He's a fan of ours who recently moved from Boston. He entered into our Thanksgiving giveaway. We gave away $50 to help some families out, or a family out, to try to get through the holiday. Just to let you guys know, we definitely want to be able to provide and do the same thing for Christmas with that that giveaway. So we do want to say we are doing a Christmas giveaway. We pretty much are going to make a post soon. And all you have to do is like, comment, and share. Let us know your favorite Christmas memory, sports related. Don't matter what sports. Let us know, like, share, and you'll be entered into the raffle to get $50 to help go towards your holidays.
It's as easy as that. Just like, share, post. Easy as that. Write your favorite Christmas sports moment. I'm trying to think of mine, but I already know mine. But I think we should.
I think
do
I might
a
know
episode.
Mine, but we might do
I think
an episode
we should do a whole
on
episode
Christmas.
On that. But oh man, there's a Kobe AI moment where back in the day, 2001. Oof, man. I know it's a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, but it just brings me back. Just brings me
I'm
back.
I'm thinking of something way
Christmas
more recent.
Day moment. Yeah.
I'm thinking of something way more recent. Cavs and Warriors game a couple years ago.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. That was a great one. It was LeBron versus the Voltron.
Oh man, Kyrie came in through in the clutch, man. Top-notch defense played in his face, still hit the jumper. Hell of a game, man.
Definitely. So if you guys want to post your memories, we're going to have that post up soon. And make sure you guys want to enter into our Christmas raffle. Like Milo just said, we just did our Thanksgiving raffle, so we're definitely excited to do the Christmas raffle. So thank you guys again for watching this episode of Who You Got with
Mello
and Rado. And we'll see you on the next episode, y'all. Peace.
Peace.